Some people have said that it is a Shock the Vibe album. I don't think so, personally. But then I saw part of it recorded at the Aquarius, and it was very good, and I enjoyed it. But maybe we could just, like, go through the album itself and just do a quick rundown of how and where and things like that, and what they meant to you at the time of writing.
Let's see. The live album was condensed from about 24 hours of tape concerts that we did over approximately a year's period of time, starting with the Aquarius Theater in August 1969. And we thought we might have one that night. We did two sets, and we thought we had one then. When we listened to it in the studio, we found out that it didn't really add up to a very good album. It was a good evening, but it on tape it didn't sound that good. So we recorded 7 or 8 other concerts, and then listened to all of it and cut it down. And I think that it is a fairly true document of what the band sounds like on a fairly good night. It's not the best that we can do, and it's certainly not the worst. I think it's a true document of a above average evening.
I like that long one, the Celebration. I think is
Celebration of the Lizard.
Yeah, it's not a great version of that piece, but I'm glad we went ahead and put it out, because I doubt if we would have ever done it on a record otherwise.
Why is that?
Well, it's a couple years old, and if we had done it, well, we tried to do it at the time we were doing Waiting for the Sun, and it wasn't, it just didn't seem to make it in the studio. And so we used one piece out of it, Not to Touch the Earth. And if we hadn't have put it on a live album, I think we would have just shelved it forever. So I'm glad, even in the imperfect form that it exists, I think it's it's better than if we'd never done it.